Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 8th, 2022. This is Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. This is one of our gentlest events. And what we do here is we go through the complete four-part embodied awakening cycle, and we all blend together in bliss. So the embodied awakening cycle involves first, we just call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, get nice and saturated with that. Then, when we're good in that, then we ask to be one with our higher selves, and our consciousness actually moves out of our body into the part of us that is the higher self that created us in the first place. All this, of course, takes place to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Each of us gets the level of the experience that we're ready for. Then third will be what we always do when we shortcut it, just maximum embodied awakening, serves highest good, pleased in the body, with the higher self coming into the body. And then we'll do a fourth invocation to really lock that in and make it enduring as much as possible. So this is the place to be if you want gentle, easy, flowing, just the sweetest, smoothest movement into the divine. These calls tend to have a minimum of, you know, heavy energy. They're not designed to stir that up. If you need some of that moved out of the way in order to get the stages done, some of that may happen. I can't guarantee you won't experience that, but it tends not to be a major feature. And again, this event is designed to be very gentle. So that's what we do. So, and of course, we'll begin with me calling in the allies and setting up the mesa and the protective field that we always work in. As always, my request, whether you're live or on the recording, is to be fully present here as if you're in the room with me physically. You are co-creating the energy field. There are no spectators here, only participants. So please do give us your full attention while you're doing this. I don't expect the call to last much over an hour. And if you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the divine to ease you out. The allies, ask them to ease you out, and they'll move you out nice and smooth, and you won't interfere with the process. That's about all there is to say. So let's do this. I invite you now to close your eyes and just become aware of how your body feels overall, your entire physical body. And then add awareness of any awareness you have of the energy body in and or around you. The part of you that's prana or chi or whatever you like to call that non-physical stuff. And just feel it all together, physical and energetic at once. We're just getting the baseline so you can have it make a conscious comparison between your starting point here and how you feel later. Alrighty. So, I invite you to relax into passive awareness as I call the directions and call in the allies. All allies are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So, just be passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just feel that happening, using the minimum effort needed to experience that. If you don't feel energy, then just feel your breath come and go. Starting to feel pretty sweet already. So I'll call in our helpers, and you just relax and feel what's happening. Pachamama. Mama kiya virakocha inti kuichi. For myself, I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness and unconditional love. I call on my own service to other fourth density or higher awareness. And now for everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, including each of our individual guardian angels. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Appalachians. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. So if anyone would like to call in any additional allies who are of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are welcome now. Please feel free to call them in. And we'll leave just a moment for that. Just a moment longer for any additional allies. Alrighty, thank you. Alright, let's start our cycle. So each of these invocations will be spoken to your own higher self, the soul, or the part of you that created your human self. It's more than happy to help you out. So I'll be giving you the words verbatim, just repeat after me. So let's begin with the first, starting now. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just relax. I'm feeling a noticeable increase in light. So as you receive the energy, this is the same for all these invocations, unless I tell you otherwise. Just relax and be really passive. Let the energy come to you. If you feel the energy coming into your body, then just feel it happening. Don't help, just be aware. If you don't feel the energy, then feel your breath come and go. So your divine self is now saturating you with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. On all these invocations, the following will help. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Any ego effort stuff will just slow it down. Just relax and let the divine give it to you as a gift. This works best with these techniques. And based on what I'm feeling, y'all are doing a really good job with that. Thank you. I'm able to feel both the live folks and the ones on the recording. So, good job, everybody. I am noticing a little excess effort in the field, so let's fine-tune that. To learn how little effort is needed to feel energy or breath, let's all drop for a moment to no effort at all. So please just go to zero. Whatever happens is fine. Just go to no effort at all. Yeah, what a difference. Wow, feels great. So if you're at zero and you still have awareness of the energy or the breath without even trying, then zero is perfect. Stay at zero effort. If it's zero, you've lost awareness of energy or breath, then add barely enough effort in to feel it. The idea is to use the minimum effort needed for that awareness, whether it's zero or just a little bit. Using more effort than needed will slow things down. Nice. I think we got that one pretty good. So just notice how you feel, how saturated you feel with divine light and consciousness. Hopefully more than when you started. So now we'll ask to be one with our higher self at its level. So repeat after me. The invocations are to be spoken aloud if possible, but you can think them if you have to. So starting now, repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Now, the nature of the higher self is it's really peaceful. So as you just relax, you may notice an increasing sense of peacefulness throughout your awareness. So just feel the peacefulness. Just let it saturate you like water into a sponge. It's the water, you're the sponge. Yeah, good job. Stay really, really passive. If zero effort keeps the awareness, go to zero. If you need a tiny bit of effort, that's okay. Just use the bare minimum needed. By the way, if at any point distraction occurs while we're in this invocation process, just let the distraction be as it is. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Don't mess with it in any way. Giving it attention will only make it stronger. Instead, just treat it as an uninvited guest. Ignore it. Turn your attention back to feeling energy or breath. The distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing in the background without your focus. And you just keep relaxing into awareness of energy or breath. It's feeling pretty good. So it feels to me like a lot of us are merging with the higher self at its energetic level. It'll be more and more peaceful the more you blend in there. So just feel the peacefulness as it is. That will kind of, it'll naturally just get stronger on its own. And just keep relaxing into feeling that peacefulness, getting stronger and stronger automatically. And that's it. Just feel it. And that'll take you right in. Continue relaxing and feeling that peacefulness the best you can. And just putting your attention on the peaceful feeling will be enough to naturally pull you deeper into the higher self. Once you're in there pretty good, you'll feel just like energy. There won't be a particular shape or form. It's kind of like you're a cloud of gas, but with consciousness. Yeah, more and more of us are getting there. And when you're really merged in there, you'll know it because the same things I describe as the embodied awakening qualities will be there, because embodied awakening has its qualities because the higher self is present in your body. The same things are there pretty much when you're in the higher self at its level. So there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. I'll skip the responsibility stuff because you don't do that kind of action up here. And we'll skip the decision-making stuff because that doesn't apply here either. So I guess it is just two of the four, now that I think about it. So it's just harmony, flow, ease, and grace, and bliss. So just relax into the peacefulness. It's a little more effort in the field than we need, so try zero, see if you're still in the space at zero. And if not, just add back barely enough effort to feel what's happening in this beautiful higher level of higher self. That feels better. And let's just soak here. It's like a bubble bath. Let's just hang out here for a moment. Just relax and be. Just enjoy it. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just a moment longer, hanging out with a higher self. It's getting more and more blissful, more and more subtle. For some of us, that group blending is starting to spontaneously happen. So if you're noticing that, that's fine. Just allow that. For others of us, that'll happen in a little while, when we get to that part more formally. Okay. So now that we've had a chance to experience the higher self at its energetic level, beyond mind. Now let's invite it into our human body for embodied awakening. So please repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now rest attention in your human body. Just feeling the divine energy coming in, if you're aware of that. If not, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're fully passive, just feeling what's happening, and you're using the least effort needed to do that. And if zero gets it done, that's just awesome. Notice my body shaking a little bit, so others may be having that experience too. So as the higher self comes into the body, sometimes it needs to stir a little bit of heavy energy up to make way for the light body. So if you're experiencing a little of that, just be with it. It probably won't be too long or too extreme. Just gently rest your awareness in your human body, feeling energy moving on its own if you can. If not, feel breath come and go. Completely passive, not helping in any way, just holding passive awareness of what's happening. Using the least effort needed to even do that. Nice, very nice. Just keep relaxing into that, feeling the higher self, saturating your physical body, giving it just as much of itself as you're ready for. And it knows exactly how much that is. It will regulate it itself. Your ego's wisest action is just to relax and turn it all over to the higher self to do this. It's far more capable of this than the ego is. Just a moment longer to let us all really saturate as much as we can. You're in full embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion. Peaceful and effortless. That's what I meant to say, actually, when we were up in the higher self. Those qualities are how you see if you're fully there, whether you're up at the higher self level or whether the higher self's come to you at the physical level. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and all of it effortless. It's all holding itself. And just a moment more, we're pretty close. Okay, so now we're ready for the final invocation. So before we do though, check in and compare how you feel right now with how you felt when we started this call. The best you can remember back to when I had your very first check-in before I even called the directions. And how does that compare to this? So ask yourself if you really could be in this state and still do everything you're responsible for more responsibly and more joyfully. Would you rather go around all day feeling more like this? Or more the way you were feeling when we started. When I've asked this question in the past, just about everybody has said, I like this better right here. So if that's true for you, you'll want to do the next invocation. If you prefer the earlier state, don't do this. So assuming that it's true that this feels better and you'd rather have this be more like your daily normal, then repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please maximize my blissful embodied awakening now and throughout this lifetime. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. And just relax and let the energy do its thing. That was not my standard phrasing, but it got the idea across. I'm demonstrating that as long as the basic message is there in an invocation, it doesn't have to be precisely the same words. I'm getting a little physical shaking in my body. They're moving some stuff out of the way so I can receive what I asked for. It's feeling really good for me. The bliss is going much deeper. The altered state is much stronger now. Just relax and let the divine have its way with you. We need just a little more time in this part of the process, so just relax and stay passively open to whatever's happening. Okay, that feels like that fourth invocation has pretty well worked its magic. Just take a moment to feel how you feel. Just have the somatic experience of your physical and energetic bodies. And now we'll move into that ecstatic divine group consciousness, invoking it directly. So if you'd like now to have some or all of your awareness merge with the higher energies of everyone on this call, and just to be clear, that merging is done way beyond the personality, it's just the divine parts connecting. It might even be more accurate to say those parts are already merged. They always are. And this is more like the human part of you becoming aware of the merging that's always happening there. So if that sounds good, we'll do this. If it starts, you don't care for it, you can always pull back and just individuate again. But let's try it if you're up to it. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please grant me the maximum ecstatic divine group consciousness that serves highest good, please. Release the words and just go really passive. Some people experience this group level as their entire experience. Some have dual awareness of that level and their individual human level as well. Your experience may be unique unto itself, but those are common ways that this is experienced. Yeah, that's really nice. Oh my gosh, so sweet, so blissful, so blended. There's really no words for what I'm experiencing here. Just relax into it, enjoy it. Each of us is having this experience to the greatest extent that serves our highest good. Some of us might be experiencing none of this at all. Others might be totally saturated and fully aware of it. Just relax into whatever your experience is. Whatever you're experiencing is perfect. Yeah, we just went up a frequency, relax into that. Stay with it, stay really relaxed, really passive. Just be as open to this inner experience as you can. Remembering the greater your passivity, the deeper your experience will be. Just a moment longer in this lovely field of bliss. Okay, there we go. Now we're getting a both and. Our consciousness remains in that field, and there's now more awareness of your physical body. And those who are conscious enough will be feeling both at the same time. Lovely. Okay, the last thing they'd like to do is spread the benefit, which does not diminish us. It actually, if anything, increases our energetic state and consciousness. So if you'd like to participate in spreading the wealth, then repeat after me starting now. Spirit that I am, allies, please radiate this energy out. to all beings everywhere, whose highest good it will serve. Starting now, thank you. Okay. So we pass it for a moment, and you might just feel the energy radiating out all over the place to beings who will be served by it. Okay, done. Hala, has anything further before we close the mesa? Yeah, they're wanting you to check one more time how you feel. And again, just note the feeling now versus the feeling when you started. All right. So I'm going to close the mesa, and then we'll open it up for any feedback you care to share.
Pachamama, mama kia, wirakocha, inti.
So sweet. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. As always, I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and help me to know you as myself. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. All right, that closes the second container. That was pretty close to 45 minutes. And I'm now going to allow unmuting. Oh, it's been available all along. So if you want to speak and you're live on the call, just click that little microphone icon to remove the red slash and you can talk. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. Or you can type in the chat window, whatever you're up to. So if you feel like giving feedback or asking a question, then now's the time. And if no one jumps in immediately, the energy is still really sweet and very strong, so we can enjoy the energy until someone shows up. I'm sensing this is one of those calls where we're all so blissed out that mouths may not want to speak and fingers might not want to type, but we'll just leave a moment in case someone decides to jump in. While we're waiting, I'm going to put this out to the list, but I have come up with a possible name for my invocations that I like even better than the one I proposed previously. and just wanted to run it by you and have you type a Y if you like it in the chat and an N if you don't. So these are just the invocations, broadly speaking. What I was looking for was a name that describes them broadly and also concisely. So I'm thinking about calling them, let me remember it. What's the A stand for? Instant Divine Assistance Invocations. Instant Divine Assistance Invocations. And they'd be abbreviated the IDA, IDA Invocations. So if you like the name Instant Divine Assistance Invocations or IDA Invocations, then put a Y in the chat. And if you don't care for it, an N or a no. And by the way, Kristen had typed, that was a wonderful thank you. Wonderful experience. Patricia likes it. And she says, today was an awesome set. Dina says, yes. Deanna, forgive me. She likes IDA. Patricia is so blissed out. Good. Brian types, it is truly an ecstatic experience, so peaceful and such extraordinary energy. At one point, I felt so merged with my higher self that I let out a giggle for about 10 seconds. Very beautiful. Thank you, Benjamin. Wow. So glad you had a great experience, Brian. Thanks for the feedback. Brian needs more time to think about the title. That's fine. Yeah, and construct. And I actually just woke up with that a few mornings ago. It just was in my brain when I woke up. Actually, it was slightly different wording. I changed the word immediate to instant. But what I'm shooting for here is a way to describe the invocations that immediately and clearly tells people exactly what they do. Instant divine assistance. So all three of those words are kind of critical for giving people a sense of what they do. And the fact they work in acronym is kind of a bonus. And if someone's got a better idea that describes what these invocations do, because they can be used for really calling in any kind of energy at all, not just healing and awakening, then I'd love to hear any other ideas too. But before I can come out and propose book titles, which I'm going to put out to my list, then I'm going to need to know what to call them. Deanna prefers immediate, so she likes immediate divine assistance invocations. Kristen likes immediate too. Interesting. It's weird. That was the word that came initially. And then I'm a trained songwriter as well. And I'm very sensitive to scansion and how words flow. Patricia likes instant. And I tried speaking it out. Okay. Immediate divine assistance. So how's it flowing? Immediate divine, and immediate, the word kind of stumbles a little bit. Renee says that was really powerful. And I thought immediate divine invocation, divine assistance. And then I thought instant divine assistance. Instant is, it just kind of scans better. And in keeping it simple, I thought, okay, less characters, you know, fewer syllables, if it gets the same bit, instant and immediate are pretty much synonyms. And Brian says immediate sounds more powerful, but instant flows easier. Deanna agrees with Brian. Yeah. So it seems to be agreement that immediate sounds more powerful, but instant flows easier. Yeah. I mean, we'll be fine either way, really, but I really appreciate getting some quick feedback on this. It's kind of, oh, Joanne, hi.
Hi. My first hit when you say instant or anybody says instant, it's like a promise, like instant relief. You know, it's kind of like, is that for real or what? That's my first hit.
Right.
So immediate sounds more like down to earth, like it really is going to work and it's going to be immediate. But instant is like instant off. Instant is too cheesy for me.
Okay, good point. And I thought about that too. I had the same thought. And what it technically means is the divine is instantly there and starting to work. It doesn't mean the end effect is instant. It means the divine is instantly present as soon as you call it to begin the work.
I think from ad, I think I just think the word instant is like instant coffee, instant whatever. I
So
think
too
there's a
commercialized.
I think it's something to do with all the advertising we've heard for years and years of instant this and instant that, and I don't know. Instant gratification, it makes it like a bad thing.
I hadn't thought about that. You might have a point.
Yeah. If there's a, in my mind only, there's a negative connotation. So immediate is nice because we want immediate relief. If something hurts or something is out of whack, we want it to be working. And well, so a word, what's a cinnamon? Cinnamon, I was going to say synonym. What are other cinnamons? I don't, I think that's how, when I try to write something, if it's not right the first time, I look at what's the cinnamon words? You know, cinnamon. I did it again.
And I did that. I
Cinnamon.
went to the thesaurus and I
Oh,
looked for
okay.
synonyms for immediate, and the only one that seemed like a real, contender was instant.
Oh, okay.
Those are good thoughts. This is what I love. And someone proposed, Carrie said, Dan, divine assistance now, invocations. Dan, invocations. Huh. Divine assistance now.
That's good. That's good
That's
too.
good too.
I was going to say only one other thing was at some point during the call, like when the energy was flowing out of my arms and hands and my feet were going off like they were getting electrocuted. I don't know what that was tonight, but it was like huge. And it felt like my feet were like really big, like 3 feet big, and they were like getting electrocuted. It was like, I don't know what that intense energy was, but I just wanted to share that.
Wow,
Like,
cool.
yowzer. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad you had a strong experience.
Thank you.
Thanks for the feedback, Joanne. Dan, divine assistance now. Invocations. Divine assistance now.
Can
Divine.
I jump in?
Yeah.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Faye Kelly. I don't have a chat, so I sent you a text, but I wanted to say I kind of agree with what Joanne's saying about the incident. I didn't get a real good vibe off of that at first. Also, there's no time off Earth, and I just, you know, being concerned with how fast it is or whatever to me wouldn't be important. But I came up with the idea, what about divine invocations for enlightenment?
The problem is that that only restricts it to enlightenment, and they work for a lot more than that.
So,
And
but
so I want
if
to
you,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you try to cover everything you do in a title, and then you want to have an acronym or whatever the, I forgot what the term was you used. You know, I'm just going to be honest. It just kind of sounds kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say cute or glitzy or, like too much, you know. Can you come up with something that's kind of simple that covers it without having to describe it? You know what I'm saying?
That's really tricky. I've been working on that for weeks, months. So I hear what you're saying, and I've gotten
Mean,
some work with it.
rather than try to look at it from an advertising standpoint, just look at it from what is the essence of what you do without having to kind of package it for marketing. I mean, that's just my only suggestion. I realize it's very hard to come up with a title for something you're creating.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you. Those are good thoughts. Thank you.
But the immediate I didn't find too bad, but the instant I got to give you a thumbs down on that. I'm sorry.
Okay. That this is really how a number of people are having a negative response to the word instant. And you know, when I woke up with the word immediate and then I changed it. So maybe immediate really is the better word, even if it doesn't scan quite as well. Yeah.
Well, immediate is like being in the present, in the now, mm-hmm. you know, because it's immediately now. But instant has, like some other people have said, other connotations. So, yeah, I guess I'll throw my, if we have to have a time attached to it, I guess I'll have to throw my vote for the immediate.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, one of the
things. Thank you.
Thank you. That really great feedback. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you. And Deanna's here too. Hey.
Yes. So not to sound snarky, but they gave you the answer. Why are you doubting? Why are you going into your head and thinking it all through and trying to figure out what's right? And, you know, the answer was given to you. Besides that, I do like Dan also. I preferred Ida over Dan, but I like the divine assistance now. I like the meaning of that. Mm-hmm. But I prefer Ida as a name.
Hmm.
And they gave it to you.
That's true. That's true.
So.
All right. Very,
that's
very,
my two cents.
All right. That's something for me to contemplate very seriously. Thank you, Deanna.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Y'all are great. I really appreciate y'all brainstorming this with me here on the fly. All right. I'm feeling a possible... Yeah, to me, that feels like the feedback that will help me. And if there's any last questions or comments, whether on my invocation titles or on the process we just did, any of it is welcome. So any last anything would be great.
Just a closing thank you from me. Tonight has been very peaceful and helpful, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Deanna. Yeah, it feels really good. You know, I sometimes hesitate to schedule this event because it is just so simple. And I've done it so much. It's for me, there's almost a sense of been there, done that. But then we do it again and I remember, oh my God, this really is sweet. And it's good to balance the more intense events that we do with something that's just really sweet and deep and rich like this. So, yeah, good stuff.
Sometimes these gentler ones come with more clarity, you know, allow me to just drift in and then get clarity. And the clarity, it may be for me as much as it is for you, but why doubt when they give an answer? Mm-hmm. They gave an answer, why question?
Yeah.
And I tend to question a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am taking the advice as well as giving the advice, but yeah, it has been very peaceful and I appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. And I hope I didn't disrupt the flow with my little quick survey here. So,
not for me.
Okay, good. All right. Any last anything before we wrap it up? Nice energy. Okay, we'll call it an event. Thank you all very much. If you're available tomorrow night, Thursday at 8 p.m., we're going to do our community support call. That's our one event that we never record because we encourage really intimate, open sharing. And only the people on the event actually hear it. So if you'd like to join us and meet up with your fellow Awakening Plus members and have a nice little connection time and support time for each other, then join us tomorrow night at 8 U.S. Eastern. And if not, we'll see you the following week. And so grateful that you're all here. And always grateful when you show up, where you make such a beautiful energy together. And it's a total co-creation. So every single one of us makes a significant contribution. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Many blessings and good night.